Let's talk Hawks basketball. As Charles just told you, they do start tonight in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Their 2010-2011 season. Jason Walker is our Hawks guru from PetrieHoops.com, and he joins us now for a little quick season preview. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Bill? Hey, yeah, we're ready to kick off the first place Atlanta Hawks, as they are a full game better, or a half game better than the much lauded Miami Heat.
Yes,
so
they
we
are.
We got that going for us,
yeah,
which is nice.
Seemed like the Heat may need Alonzo Mourning or somebody big back, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely need some. They definitely need some size. They got taken advantage of a little bit, even without Kendrick Perkins in there for the Celtics. They got a little bit exposed, but you know that's a good team, and it'll be fun to watch the Southeast Division because they got a lot of good teams between the Magic, the Heat, the Hawks, and then you know the Bobcats, which always give the Hawks a hard time, and the Wizards with John Wall and Gilbert Arenas back there. So it should be Southeast should be interesting this year, but hey, we got to celebrate first place while we have it.
Absolutely.
And we do have that going into our tip-off tonight.
Hey, before we get to the Hawks, are the Wizards going to win 50 games again this year?
Well, you know what's funny? ESPN did their usual, you know, they have about 57, 58 hoops writers over there right now. And one of them, Chris Sheridan, who's their NBA guy, did in fact pick the Wizards to finish better than the Hawks this year. And he calls them a sleeper, which, you know, to win more than the Hawks, which he predicts the Hawks 143, that's a huge uptick
wow.
for the Wizards. So there's somebody else out there this year who took the same bait Sports Illustrated took last year and predicting 50 wins. Most people find that highly unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever forget the SI prediction from last year. That'll kind of stick with me for a while. All right, Jay, Joe Johnson is back. Eaton Thomas, Joe, yes. and Josh Powell are in. Larry Drew is in, and that's pretty much it as far as the off-season moves for the Atlanta Hawks. We were talking about this in hour number one and saying that because there was not much significant player movement, it puts even more pressure on Larry Drew to be a significant factor here for this season. What will we see different in your mind from Larry Drew compared to Mike Woodson?
Well, there's two things that Drew has promised. Among the things that Drew has promised, the biggest two are the end to the heavy dependence on the isolation offense, which is what you know fans of the team and critics finally caught on to, is that the Hawks ran way too much isolation with every player. Joe Johnson, Al Horford, Jamal Crawford, everybody right on down the line, pretty much got to be an ISO heavy offense, which was fine against some of the lesser teams and even against some of the older teams, but did not scale into the playoffs. And they, of course, got skunked by the Magic historically last year. The Cavs year before and had to go seven games with the Heat and the Bucks in the first rounds of the previous 2 years. So that's something that Drew knows he needs to change, and that'll help the Hawks in late-game situations so defenses don't have it so easy and should take some of the stress and wear and tear off of Joe Johnson. And, so it's hopeful. It looks, and the game against Miami in the preseason, it certainly looked very well. There were times in the preseason where it didn't look well. And it's just going to take some time for that offense, any kind of change, significant change, to take hold. The other change is defensively, where that was the other big criticism of Mike Woodson was the switcheroo defense. Everybody switches. You get to switch, and you get to switch, you get to switch. And teams would expose the Hawks, and Al Horford would consistently be playing a point guard on the perimeter, and that's not a way that a stable playoff team should behave defensively. Drew has gone to great lengths to get his guards working and staying with their man and keeping their man in front of them, and I think that will pay dividends for the Hawks as well, because now you'll have your best interior defenders, Horford and Josh Smith, actually defending the interior, which is nice.
All right, so should we be patient with this team and allow them to get acclimated with the new changes or what?
Right. So I mean, those two changes should help the team out to be stable. But will it make them win more? Probably not. And that's probably why that there's a significant lack of buzz about the Atlanta Hawks for the lack of personnel moves that you described previously. And these aren't very sexy moves. They're just stabilizing moves, and they're moves that could help the Hawks come playoff time. But in terms of winning more games, unlikely. And I don't think anybody, Bill, is going to get too excited about this team until they, sadly, get past the second round of the playoffs. That's just where it is. Any team in Atlanta, when they plateau, if you don't have a superstar, there's not going to be a whole lot of buzz. So, yes, be patient with the team. Enjoy the games. This is still a fantastic team. Don't listen to all the pundits who just are predicting a huge fall-off and a drop-off. This is still the same very talented team that won 53 games last year and may have been able to win more. And Al Horford, Josh Smith, Marvin Williams, these guys are all going to be another year better this year. Joe Johnson is still, even though he's at the end of his prime, he is still in his prime. It's still a great team. And they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough to beat. And for them to start off the season after winning 53 games and being the third best in the East, coming in below the radar, it's exactly where they probably want to be.
Well, and I share with everybody in the first hour of our program how you turned my skepticism, and that is that, you know, I'm kind of worried that this is just going to be a continuation from last year. And we do need to kind of enjoy the season if we like this team and root for this team and enjoy the games. But Jay, let me ask you this. With the changes that have been implemented by Larry Drew, is there one player that you think could take a step up and be better under Drew compared to Mike Woodson?
Well, the two easy things to point to would be Al Horford will get more than just a cursory look in the offense now. That's going to be good because Horford is a very talented offensive player as well as our best defender, man-to-man defender. And so that's an easy one to point to. And if Al Horford is a very efficient player, gets more involved, more usage on the offense, it's going to make the offense better as well. So that's a positive. The other guy that I think is very obvious is Marvin Williams. Here's a guy that doesn't had to try to force things in that ISO-heavy offense and really lost his niche last season, took a step backwards productivity-wise. The motion offense, the flex motion offense that Larry Drew has put in is more geared toward getting the scorers like Marvin Williams an opportunity to catch the ball in motion, use his good mid-range jump shot and his ability to get to the hoop and draw fouls to be able to score points more inside. Those two guys probably will benefit the most. But Joe Johnson certainly not having to grind offensively like he's done over the years. Maybe he's more fresh come playoff time and he can have a better run in the postseason.
Jason Walker, our guest from PetrieHoops.com, talking about the Atlanta Hawks. All right, so digesting everything that you've had to say here, in a way, even though the personnel is pretty similar and really almost exactly the way it was last year, it's still going to take a while to kind of see how this team, to use the same term again, digest the changes that Larry Drew has thrown at him. So there'll be a little bit of discovery with this season as far as watching how it'll play out. And, you know, the criticism always for the NBA is, well, you know, let me know in March how everybody's doing, then I'll start watching in April when the 4-month playoffs start. But there sounds like there could be a progression for this team as far as seeing how they look in February, March, and April compared to now in November and December.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're trying to fix some problems by using a motion offense. Other problems might pop up, like turnovers. The Hawks have historically been a great turnover team offensively. They may lose some of that this year by going to moving the ball more. Will likely cause more turnovers for the team. So, you know, it's going to take some time early on, but, you know, if any of us who have watched this team under that isolation-heavy offense saw the team grind to a halt in the fourth quarter, lose big leads, and those are the things that, as a fan, forget about the playoffs for just a second, but if you just look at game by game, those are the most frustrating type games where you had the game in hand, you went into an offense that was very easy to defend, you stopped scoring the basketball. I don't think it's going to happen as this team gets. There's just too much talent. There's a lot of offensive talent on this team. We talk about Horford and Josh Smith when he's shooting inside, Joe Johnson, you know, the young Jeff Teague can get to the basket. Even the rookie Jordan Crawford's a scorer by nature, you know, Marvin. And these are guys that are going to benefit from this. And I think it's going to make them more fun to watch. Even if the results are a little turnover heavy early on, I think you're right. Come as this team plays this system more and as it becomes almost a full season, it's going to benefit them come February, March, and April. And, you know, I feel like they're going to win 50 games. They're going to be able to hold down the fourth spot. But even the fourth or fifth spot this year, that's a good place for the Hawks to be, because then they'll get past that first round. And then I'll take my chances with some of the changes that we've made against any team in the NBA.
All right, we got a minute left. I got three quick questions for you. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Number of wins for the Hawks this season?
50.
On the dot, huh?
50 regular season wins. Yeah, 50 regular season wins.
Okay. Who's going to win the Georgia-Florida game on Saturday?
The winner, the under. Florida wins, but I don't know who's going to enjoy watching that game.
A lot of comedy. Who's going to win the World Series?
Who's going to win the World Series? I'll take the Giants, just because I like their pitching 1-2-3 more than the Rangers.
There you go. Finally got one right. All right. The chairman of Sporkle, Jason Walker. Our guest from PeachtreeHoops.com. That is the website. He'll have coverage all year long. If you love the Hawks, check out that website, PeachtreeHoops.com. Jay, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.